Hi, this is Steve Spangler from SteveSpanglerScience.com. You know, I've got the greatest job in the world, teaching people how to be amazing. Join me as we explore some of the secrets that I've recently uncovered on my search for how to be an amazing teacher. The term edutainment has been thrown out over the years and tossed around as either a good word in education or sometimes a bad word in education, depending on who you talk to. And so here's my thoughts on edutainment, and probably the best way to share it with you is to have you kind of imagine what it might look like in the classroom, because there truly are a couple different teaching styles. I call it kind of the 1950s teaching style, which is sit down, shut up, and learn. I guess that's maybe a little harsh, but that's kind of the way it was. I mean, the kids sat there, they learned, they absorbed the information, and I'll argue that it wasn't as complex at the time, maybe back in 1956. The kids didn't have as many things as they have going today, and so we truly have to compete as teachers today, I believe, in this visual approach. We have to grab the kids' attention. We have to challenge the students. We have to engage them in a way that they want to learn. And so one of the techniques for doing that is combining a little bit of entertainment as that exploration at the very beginning, you know, that motivation piece, the excitement. And then we have to, believe it or not, almost sneak the learning in. So before they know it, they've already learned something cool. Let me give you a great example. Imagine this. The teacher shows up in class this particular morning and has three cups in her hand. And she puts the three styrofoam cups on the table, and she fills one of the cups with water. Now, without saying a word, one of the cups is filled with water, and then she looks at the students and she says, "I hope you were watching carefully because I filled one of the cups with water." Now, here's what I'm going to do. Don't yell it out, but I'm going to switch the cups around, almost like trying to find the pea under those three shells. And I'm going to ask you if you can tell me where the water is by either yelling out right, middle, or left. And so she moves the cups around just like moving the pea or the shells around. And she points to a student. She says, "So where is the water, left, middle, or right?" And the student says, "It's in the middle." And lo and behold, it's in the middle. Then she pours it again. She pours the water in for that second time. And she moves it around. And again, the kids get it right away. Their observation skills are right on track. The third time she moves it around and the child says, "I believe it's in the right cup." And when she turns that cup upside down, the water is not there. She continues to move and the child selects another cup and the water is not there. And finally, when the student knows exactly where the water is, the teacher turns over that last cup to reveal the fact the water has vanished. All three cups completely empty. Now, there's a piece of magic that's there. Somehow the water vanished. Now, when you take a look at why the water vanished and the kids almost inch forward as they want to find out what's inside those cups, come to find out, you know what the secret is? It's the secret ingredient in a baby's diaper. It's that super absorbent material that's in a baby's diaper that absorbs the water. And it was actually just hiding in one of the cups. So when she finally poured it into the last cup, lo and behold, this incredible material absorbed the water and almost turned it into a solid, allowing her to turn it upside down without the water falling out of the cup. It's just a lead-in for an entire exploration into the world of polymers, and in this particular case, superabsorbent polymers, the same material being used and put into the ground to be able to hold moisture close to the roots of a plant and to reduce watering by 50% to 80% in some gardening kinds of applications. So you can see what the progression was here. We started with an idea, we created an experience that was almost magical, and then when the kids couldn't hold on anymore and they just had to know the secret is unveiled. And instead of a magician saying, "No, I'm sorry, you can't see the secret," a science teacher says, "Come closer and I'll show you how it worked." And that's just the whole process of understanding the nature of science. It's edutainment. Now it's time for you to learn how to do something truly amazing by visiting SteveSpanglerScience.com or catch my weekly audio and video blogs at SteveSpangler.com. One word of warning, just watch out for those flying potatoes.